TK and Stewie Clark on the Big Sports Breakfast on Sky Sports Radio. It's 8:11 on this Monday morning. Hoping you had a terrific weekend. Hoping he's enjoying his break, but he would have been training pretty hard in the gym, I reckon. Paul Gallen joins us on the line. G'day, Gal.
Hey, boys. Yeah, it's been a good probably month off there, but certainly the last few weeks been training pretty hard.
Certainly have. Now, you've got the big fight coming up Friday night at the Horden Pavilion. You're taking on Junior Paulo. He's a big man.
Yeah, he's a big fella. That's right. But I think the way I've been training lately, the way I've been sparring, if I can take that into the fight and just perform like that, I'm pretty confident I can get the win. But it's certainly going to be tough. He's a big boy. He's going to be tough, that's for sure. And the format's going to suit him. It's only 3 2-minute rounds, so it's going to be certainly a hell for leather type pace. And we'll see what happens.
His tactics would be to come out and throw as many punches, I imagine, in the shortest space of time.
Yeah, I don't know what his tactics will be. I'm sure he's done a little bit of boxing in the past. You wouldn't just jump in the ring if you haven't done some sort of boxing over the years. So he must have some sort of an idea. But, certainly, as I said, only 2 minute rounds. So it's going to be a fast pace. And then you get a minute rest. So I'd say that the first round by Junior is going to be fast pace. He's going to be throwing some pretty heavy punches. And being the size that he is, he's probably going to have a fair bit behind him. So I'll do my best to avoid the majority of them and try to score a few myself.
How does your boxing training fitting in with your rugby league training? Because I'd imagine that the boys and also I appreciate you're a bit older and you can ease into it a little bit slower. But how did the two fit together?
Yeah, well, we haven't gone back yet. The boys are playing the grand final, so
okay.
I had a sort of month off and then just been back in the boxing training the last few weeks, and we don't go back till next Monday.
Okay.
So then I've only sort of got to get through 2 weeks of the pre-season before we're on break again. So I think the club this time would be relatively happy that I'm doing it, because I have been down to training over the past couple of weeks and done a couple of fitness sessions with the boys. So, fingers crossed, come January, I'll be in pretty good nick and probably a little bit better nick than the rest of the boys, because I have been working on my fitness over the past few weeks. But they generally work hand in hand. I try not to juggle the two too much. It's only really in December that I have to juggle them for a couple of weeks. And obviously throughout the season, I don't do any boxing at all. And it's total football.
We're chatting with Paul Gallen, who's got his big fight night coming up on December 9, this Friday, at the Horden Pavilion. He's the main bout. The support bout is actually John Grant up against Ray Dibb.
That wouldn't be a bad one. Get him in there.
I reckon Ray can throw him. Ray can throw him. I wouldn't be backing against Ray.
Gal, what about the game? It's the game that just keeps on giving at the moment, isn't it? There's this standoff between the clubs who want some direction, and fair enough. They feel the goalposts have been moved, and John Grant's in their crosshairs at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. You said it right. It keeps on giving. There's no doubt about that. There's always a headline week to week. And, it's a weird one at the moment. I don't know a real lot about what John Green's talking about as far as trying to change the post and the funding. But I can certainly understand the frustration from the clubs. I mean, our club, I know a lot about our club, not a lot about other clubs. But our club's trying to sign basically the majority of our team, I reckon. 75% of our team will be off contract next year, and they're trying to extend guys out like Valentine Holmes and Jack Byrne and Ricky Latelli and all these young guns in the game, and they don't know where the cap's going to be. They don't know where the funding's coming from, and it's very hard at the moment, because other clubs can start poaching players now. I mean, we're into the 2017 contract period already, so it really is difficult for the clubs at the moment. And look, you don't want to see the war in the game, so to speak, but hopefully they get it sorted out soon and we can all move forward and clubs can start signing players and know what direction we're headed in.
One player you obviously want to sign is Valentine Holmes, but it's hard to sign him when he's touring around the States working on his hip height at the NFL scouting session. So have you heard from him? And is this realistic?
Oh, I haven't heard from him. No, but he's not due back till January. The boys who went on him and Jim Delaney won't be back until January because they get an extra break because of the World Cup. I just think it's an awesome opportunity for him when to go over there and test himself against some of those athletes in America. I think it'll be a great opportunity. Is it realistic? I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know enough about gridiron, but I'd say it's not that realistic at this point of Val's career. I mean, he's still 21 years old. He's got a lot of development to do, and I think, give him a couple more years to develop and then maybe go back over and try. But I think I don't know how much background he has in gridiron. I can't imagine he has too much. So I think rugby league's his game for the next year or so.
And I can tell you what, if I was a player, I'd be happy if Jason Taumalolo left the game and went overseas, because you don't want to tackle him. But Gal, I was just chatting earlier about, and it's a problem. But Jason says, you know, like, I'm 23, and there's a quote in the Telegraph this morning. All we've heard so far is good comments from the scouts, which is good. I've played for New Zealand. I've done everything I can in rugby league career, which is a bit, when you're 23 and you think you've done everything you can in your rugby league career, I guess they're looking for new challenges outside the game.
Yeah, I suppose he is. And when you think about it, I suppose, you know, he has won a grand final.
Yep.
He has now won a Dally M.
Yep.
And played for New Zealand. I suppose his next goal would be, you know, to win that New Zealand level, Four Nations World Cups, I think, would be something pretty special for him to do as well. And look, at the end of the day, I really think it's a business decision for them. I mean, Jason Taumalolo is going to demand, I believe, probably $1 million plus, starting from 2018 onwards. Is he, you know, worth it, going to risk that sort of money to try to go overseas and make it in the NFL? Sure, if he does make it in the NFL, he'll make 10 times the money. But if he doesn't make it, as you saw what Jared Hayne did, you know, he risks a lot of money.
Absolutely.
As I said, I think at the end of the day, it's a business decision. He's got to work out what's best for him, and also what's best for him as far as his mind goes, and whether he really does want to challenge himself like we saw Hayne do. That's up to him as well. So I don't know Jason well enough to know what he wants to do, but certainly at his age, it's not a bad option to have. I mean, he's an unbelievable athlete, and as he says, he's achieved a fair bit in rugby league already.
Yeah, he certainly has. On Friday, I'll take you back to your fight for 1 second. The undercard is an interesting one for me, where we've got the powerhouse of Chrissy Sandow taking on the speed and the guile of Todd Carney. Have either of them actually had a fight?
I reckon it'll be good contest.
I think they'll be. I'll tell you what. I can imagine Chrissy Sandow will be in there trying, and I know Todd Carney can. He's been training hard, Toddy. So I don't know what will happen. That one, I really don't. Chrissy Sandow is going to be a little terrier for 2 minutes. There's no doubt about that. He's going to be in there throwing away. You know, can Toddy withstand that and maybe jab and move around a bit? I don't know if he'll have that boxing ability. I haven't seen him training, but I know he has. I know he has been training hard the past few weeks. So that's going to be really interesting, and I'm sure everyone wants to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. The little blokes, even if they're not league players, are always entertaining. In the ring, there's no doubt about that. As you will be too, mate. Tickets still available for Horton Pavilion Friday night?
Yeah, I think they are. Yeah, I think if you got Ticketek, they're available, certainly. That's going to be a good night. I mean, there's the professional bouts on as well as the footy boys. So get down there and watch it live if you can.
Yep. And the other bout is Wayne Bennett up against Gordon Tallis, which is sure to be entertaining as well. Gal, we do thank you.
Thanks, boys. Talk soon.
Couldn't you make a long list of...
Oh, I was just thinking about those. Where could we go? John Buchanan v. Shane Warne. With Stuart McGill in the corner.
It would be extremely hilarious. 13:53:53. That was Paul Gallen.